Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Frank Bruni published Where You Go Is Not Who You Will Be in 2015 as a nonfiction critique of the American college admissions culture. Written by a longtime journalist and New York Times columnist, the book examines why families often treat admission to a small group of elite colleges as a decisive judgment on a young person's future. Bruni argues that this belief is both empirically weak and socially damaging. His purpose is not to dismiss higher education, but to separate the value of college from the prestige economy surrounding rankings, selectivity, and brand names. The book combines reporting, research summaries, interviews, and examples of accomplished people whose undergraduate paths did not follow the Ivy League script. Its central claim is that outcomes depend less on institutional status than on how students use the opportunities available to them. The result is a practical and cultural intervention aimed at students, parents, counselors, and educators seeking a calmer and more realistic view of college choice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, college rankings create a misleading hierarchy of educational value. One of the book's most important arguments is that ranking systems have distorted how families understand college quality. Bruni is especially critical of the way national rankings encourage students to treat colleges as if they exist on a single ladder from best to worst. That framework is convenient, but it ignores the different missions, cultures, strengths, and student populations of institutions. A college that is excellent for one student may be a poor match for another because academic interests, support needs, campus size, location, teaching style, and social environment all shape the experience. Rankings also reward factors that are not always connected to undergraduate learning, such as selectivity, reputation surveys, spending levels, and alumni giving. Bruni sees this as a market problem as much as an educational one. When families chase rank status, colleges have incentives to appear exclusive, attract more applicants, and polish metrics rather than focus solely on student development. The practical consequence is a narrowed search. Students overlook regional universities, public flagships, smaller liberal arts colleges, and less famous institutions that may offer stronger personal fit, mentorship, affordability, or access to leadership opportunities. The book asks readers to replace prestige sorting with a more individualized assessment of educational value. Secondly, elite admission is not a reliable predictor of adult achievement. Bruni challenges the assumption that acceptance at an elite institution functions as a golden ticket to later accomplishment. He does this by emphasizing the diversity of educational backgrounds among prominent leaders, writers, executives, public servants, and professionals. The point is not that elite colleges lack value. Rather, the book argues that their value is often exaggerated because public biographies selectively highlight prestigious credentials while ignoring equally important paths through state, universities, less selective private colleges, community-rooted institutions, and graduate programs. Bruni also stresses that students who gain admission to selective schools already tend to possess advantages such as strong preparation, family resources, ambition, test performance, and social support. Those traits can influence later outcomes independently of the college name. This reasoning weakens the simple claim that the institution itself produces success. The book, therefore, shifts attention from brand to agency. Ambition, curiosity, resilience, discipline, communication skills, and the ability to build relationships are treated as more portable predictors of achievement. Bruni does not deny that elite networks can help in some fields, but he resists turning that partial advantage into a life sentence for everyone else. The broader implication is that rejection from a famous school is not evidence of limited potential. Thirdly, how students use college matters more than where they enroll. A recurring theme in the book is that college should be evaluated by what students do once they arrive, not by the admissions outcome that preceded enrollment. Bruni argues that meaningful undergraduate growth comes from active engagement, choosing demanding courses, forming relationships with faculty, joining serious intellectual communities, pursuing internships or research, writing and speaking often, and testing possible identities. These experiences can occur at many kinds of institutions, and they often depend on initiative more than institutional prestige. This argument changes the role of college choice. Instead of asking which school has the highest status, students should ask where they are most likely to participate fully, take academic risks, receive attention, and become more capable. The book also suggests that some students may thrive better outside the most competitive environments. A less famous college can offer space to lead, develop confidence, discover interests, and avoid being defined by constant comparison. Bruni therefore reframes college as a formative setting rather than a trophy. The value of a degree is not only labor market signaling, but the accumulation of habits, skills, and self-knowledge. This focus on use rather than label gives students more control because they can shape the quality of their education after admission decisions are over. Fourthly, Admissions Mania turns a developmental milestone into a verdict on worth. The book is also a critique of the emotional and ethical costs of the admissions race. Bruni argues that American families often treat a college decision as a final referendum on intelligence, parenting, class position, and future happiness. This turns an already uncertain process into a high-pressure ritual in which teenagers feel that a yes or no from a small set of schools defines their value. The problem is intensified by test preparation, resume building, private counseling, strategic extracurricular choices, and media attention to extremely selective institutions. Bruni sees the system as flawed because admissions decisions are shaped by institutional priorities that applicants cannot fully control, including geography, demographics, athletics, legacy patterns, financial needs, and class composition. When families mistake such decisions for pure merit judgments, they create unnecessary shame for rejected students and excessive entitlement for accepted students. The book is not anti-ambition, but it is against converting adolescence into a branding campaign. Its psychological insight is that young people need room for exploration, failure, and late blooming. Treating college admission as a permanent label undermines that development. Bruni asks parents in particular to separate love, pride, and confidence from the selectivity of the school that admits their child. Lastly, a better college search begins with fit, challenge, diversity, and opportunity. Bruni proposes a more constructive approach to choosing a college, one grounded in fit and growth rather than status anxiety. Fit does not mean comfort alone. The book encourages students to look for institutions that will challenge existing assumptions, expose them to different backgrounds, and provide access to meaningful academic and extracurricular opportunities. This includes considering classroom culture, advising, faculty accessibility. Study abroad participation, research openings, social diversity, affordability, and the likelihood that a student will actually use available resources. Bruni is especially concerned that prestige chasing can make students choose environments that reproduce their existing world rather than broaden it. A college should help students learn to work with people unlike those they already know, because that ability has civic, professional, and personal importance. The search process, therefore, becomes less about winning admission and more about asking where a student can become more curious, resilient, independent, and socially fluent. This topic gives the book its practical dimension. Bruni does not merely tell readers to calm down. He redirects attention to questions that are more likely to improve the college experience. What kind of teaching helps the student learn? Where can the student contribute? Which environment will stretch rather than simply decorate a resume? In conclusion, where you go is not who you will be is most useful for high school students, parents, school counselors, independent admissions advisors, and educators who want a counterweight to prestige-driven college planning. Students can benefit from its reminder that admissions outcomes are not fixed judgments on ability. Parents can use it to examine how their own anxieties, ambitions, and social comparisons may shape the pressure they place on children. Counselors may find it helpful because it gives language and evidence for broadening college lists beyond the same narrow set of famous names. Intellectually, the book clarifies the difference between education as development and education as status signaling. Practically, it encourages families to evaluate colleges through fit, affordability, engagement, and opportunity rather than rank alone. What makes the book stand out in the admissions category is its combination of cultural criticism and reassurance. Many college guides focus on tactics for gaining admission, while Bruni questions the premise that admission to the most selective institution should be the goal. Compared with procedural admissions manuals, it is less about application strategy and more about changing the assumptions behind the strategy. Its lasting value lies in making the college search feel less like a sorting contest and more like the beginning of a longer process of learning and self-formation. If you would like to support Frank Bruni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.